Number 8. Your Wedding, Your Way. Everyone, thanks for coming back. And for those of you who are new, I'm so glad you found us. I would love for some of you to email me at leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com and let me know what you think of the show. Let me know if there are some questions that I've answered or questions that you have that I haven't answered. Also, if you'd like to call me, I would love to hear from what part of the country you're talking to me from. So my phone number is 206-339-9339. So give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. And also call me with some ideas. I'm really interested in touching the need that you have in your wedding planning. And if you're a total novice at it, then just throw a bunch of questions at me if you have a bunch. Or if you're somebody who really has it down pat and you've seen lots of weddings being done and you have an idea for me, I'd love to have that information shared too. I'll be sure and give you the credit. Also, for those of you who have been around and those of you who are new, remember the promotion that we have going on by the Splenda Flavor Blend people. They'd like you to go over to DestinationFlavor.com and check out their Splenda Flavor Blends. They really transform your coffee, and as I've discussed in the past, I use them in my recipes, and they really add a lot of great flavor, and they save you all the calorie content of real sugar. So check it out. They have vanilla, or I should say French vanilla, hazelnut, and mocha, and they're delicious. So give me a call at the special number that you can tell me about your enjoyment of the Splenda Flavor Blend. It's 206-600-4554. Well, thanks for the emails that I've gotten in previous weeks, and I'd love to hear from more of you. Now let's get to our show. We talked last week about fresh flowers and silk flowers, which one would work best for you. Today we're going to talk about style. But before we get into discussing flowers, I want to just kind of pique your curiosity and let you know that I have some really exciting news that I'm looking forward to sharing with you. Hopefully next week, maybe a couple weeks out. But there's something fun and exciting going on for me in the wedding world. And as soon as I get everything all lined up and nailed down, I'll be sure and let you know. So come back and listen so you can find out what's happening. And I'll be really excited to share it with you because it's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, styles. Let's discuss, are you a traditional girl or are you contemporary? Do you have a specific flower that's your favorite? All of these are things you want to consider when you're thinking about flowers for your wedding. Let's think about a theme. Do you want to go with something that's more tropical or Asian? Or how about the English garden or just the traditional church wedding style that books back to the 1950s. Several girls are going with more of a retro style now, so that's all things to consider. Tropical and Asian, they kind of overlay each other in many ways in the fact that they have some of the same type of flowers. The Asian go with a lot of the orchids and the spingerry for a filler for the greenery, and they go with more simple lines and direct and not a lot of ribbons or bows and not a lot of greenery filler either. They just go with possibly a simple orchid with some bare grass to do a little drapey thing. So that's something you might want to consider with the tropical flower. With the tropical theme, you have a bunch of different flowers to choose from and several different color combinations. You might want to think about orchids, or there's the ginger, the anthurium. Anthuriums work really well because they last for a long time and they have a lot of great color. You can get the white anthurium, there's the pink, there's also the solid red, and then some of the reds have the yellows and the greens going through them. So it's all things you would possibly want to consider. And there are several different kinds of fillers you can use if you're going with a tropical theme. And you might also want to add in some different kinds of grasses or possibly a little touch of bamboo or something to that extent. If you're going, you can go with the really large palm leaves that can give you a very nice effect. And there are several different large type leaves, the banana leaf and things like that, that you could go with for a backdrop for your flowers. So those are all things to consider. With an English garden theme, you'd want to go with more the roses and the lavender, and status would also work. And there's also things that you would choose for filler. They use a lot of ivy in the, of course, in the English garden. You've got the English ivy, right? But the really wonderful thing about ivy is not only can you get the trails and the drapey things that you might like, but it can offer you a lot of variation in color, because so many ivies have the variegated colors in them with three or four different shades of green or even some white thrown in there. And you can get the frilly kind of ivy, and there's the simple broadleaf style. A really beautiful flower that works for the English garden type style is the peony. It's very similar, and it is a type of rose. Some people even call it a cabbage rose, but it's very full, lots of leaves to it, or lots of petals to it, and it has kind of a ruffledy top. The one downside to peonies is they can be very expensive, and they have a very short season, so they're kind of difficult to get, but they're a very beautiful flower. Then if you're going to go with the traditional style, that would bring you more into the realm of the roses and the carnations and different kinds of lilies. A lily would work really well. Also, the calla lilies work for a gorgeous contemporary style. But in the traditional style, you could use, one of my favorites is the stargazer. And my favorite stargazer, there's the true white, which is absolutely gorgeous. But my very favorite is the pink with the white edges on it. It's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful stargazer, and it has a fabulous smell to it. So it offers a lot of gorgeous aroma that would be coming with your arrangement. So you might want to really consider that if you have any kind of pinks at all in your wedding. Then you have to decide, do you want simple or do you want really frilly and soft? If you're going with the simple, you might want to just choose like an ivy or a bear grass to be your greenery, to just add a little bit of color to it other than just the flower color. But if you're wanting something kind of frilly, you might want to add a lot of purple status or the baby's breath. And there are several different things. The Spingaria, it gives you more of a fluffier type of greenery to add in. And that also works really well with when you're doing like banisters and things like that. One thing I do want you to seriously consider is the bridal bouquet. When you're working on your bridal bouquet, so many girls today are going with the solid white color. And while it makes for a gorgeous arrangement in and of itself, it does not work so well, in my humble opinion, with the wedding dress. The reason being, when you hold it up next to your wedding dress, it washes everything out. It takes away from the beauty of this gorgeous arrangement that you've had done for you, that you spent probably $200 to $300 on, and then it also takes away from the beauty of your dress, because the colors just all wash together and it doesn't play off of each other. I know, for example, when I did my first niece's wedding 3 or 4 years ago, and she was just set, dead set on having a solid white bouquet. So I had kind of tried to counsel with her the thought of going with color, and she just thought, no, it just couldn't be. So instead of arguing with her, I did two bouquets. I did the solid white bouquet with the white hydrangeas and the white roses that she loved so much, and it turned out beautiful. But then I also did a second bouquet. I just kind of snuck that in there. I did white hydrangeas, white roses, and lavender roses. And when I got them there, to her surprise, she looked at the two bouquets up against her dress, and she chose the one with the color. Now, she was so positive that she wanted the solid white, but when she got it there and saw the difference in how it stood out, she just knew that the color was the one that was the right thing. And it worked out because we used the white one for the throwaway bouquet, and that's what I had in mind. So nothing went to waste, and I didn't waste my time, but I definitely made her wedding prettier. So you really want to give that consideration. It really helps to add to your dress, in my opinion, if you've got this beautiful set of color in front of you, and then people look at that and see that, and then they glance on up and see the beauty of the rest of your dress. So give that some real consideration when you're thinking about your bouquet. The next thing I want to talk about is the bridesmaids. Are their bouquets going to be different from yours? Are they going to be the same in flower and in color? Are you going to have just a solid color dress so that you could play with several different colors in the bouquet? I know the last wedding that I did, if you go onto the Flickr site, you'll be able to see I've highlighted three of the weddings that I've done on the Flickr site. You might want to consider with your bridesmaids' bouquets if you want to add some different color to your wedding. You'll notice on my Flickr site that I've highlighted three of the weddings that I've done, and you can see some different ideas for different styles of flowers. My last or most recent wedding that I did was in August, and it was for my niece Stacy, so I went kind of over the top on her wedding, of course, because I was kind of partial at being my niece. Anyway, she wanted several different colors, and she wanted to go with a tropical theme, but she loved roses. So we stayed with the tropical flowers and all of the outer arrangements, but with the bouquets, we went with just roses. But I took and had a lot of color in the fact that I had solid red roses. I had yellow roses that were tipped in red. I had yellow roses that were tipped in peach and orange. I had solid yellow with orange tips. And the list went on. I had like 7 or 8 different shades and colors and variations in the bouquet. And I also added some berries to it to give us a little variety, and some green hydrangeas to give us a softer look and a little more in the greenery range without just going straight with the ivy. So those are all things that you might want to consider as far as bringing in some other colors. And if you're wanting to bring in aroma, like I mentioned, the stargazers are a beautiful flower, and they work really well with contemporary weddings because they have a very simple, elegant look, and you can match them up with just 1 or 2 roses and make for a beautiful arrangement. You also might want to consider your favorite flower, too. You might want to plan your entire wedding arrangement and all your bouquets around a rose or a stargazer or an orchid or a calla lily, whatever works that you really love, and that way you can go from there. Then consider also what you're going to do for your groomsmen and your dads and your ushers and the minister. Are you going to have their boutonnieres match up exactly with the bridesmaids or with the bride? Or are you going to go completely something different? Do you want a simple rose? Some girls go with a larger flower and pick a mini calla lily for the boutonniere. Some girls go with nothing more than just a piece of greenery and some purple status or some lavender. The myriad of ways that you can go is vast and huge, but you want to consider, do you want them to match up? Now with Stacy's wedding, when you look at the pictures on the Flickr, you'll see that I had a different color rose for every different groomsman that was up there, and I had like double rose on Michael, who was the groom. That way it brought in all the different colors from the bouquet and it spread it out across all the groomsmen. And when you're considering the mom, do you want to go with a bouquet or a corsage that has 2 or 3 flowers on her dress and on her lapel of her dress? Or if they're going to be dancing a lot at the reception, you might want to go with a wrist bouquet that has some pretty little ribbons trailing down to make it look really soft and lovely when they're dancing. Next, let's think about your flower girl. Are you going to have her throw fresh petals out as she's going down the aisle? You might want to also consider spreading some petals down the runway before the bride has come down, or even before the bridesmaids have come down. Maybe the person who is doing the guest book for you, or person, if you have somebody who's coordinating the whole wedding, they could go down in advance before any of the wedding party has come down and spread a lot of flowers to give you a lot more color on your runway. And then when your flower girl comes down, she can still throw some out and add more color. And that way you'd have a really beautiful array of color that's going before you as you go down as a bride. Also think about whether you're going to want anything in the flower girl's hair. Do you want fresh flowers in the hair, or are you going to go with the silk arrangement? You could have your florist do up a little halo for her head with some pretty ribbons coming down the back, or possibly just a simple little barrette to pull back a ponytail or a little half up hair arrangement with just one simple flower that goes with the flowers in your arrangement. So these are all things to consider and to think about. And I hope that you have a good week. And I will look forward to hearing from you this week with your emails and suggestions. And come back and see us next week. Well, until we speak again, may this day and all to come be blessed with God's love. Goodbye.
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.